In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When I was an assistant priest in what Father Baptiste refers to as the frozen north, we were having the church reordered. The saintly parish priest thought it would be a nice idea to have an inscription on the front of the ambo from the scriptures. We thought of various quotations that might have been suitable, till eventually we agreed on the line from the wedding feast of Cana: "Do whatever he tells you." When the ambo was in place and his lordship the bishop came to bless it, one of the parishioners looked long and hard at it and then said, "Hey, Father, I can see that you priests are not married, because if it were, it wouldn't say that. It would say, 'Do whatever she tells you.'" That may be so, but we can never apply those words to our Blessed Lady, for she always points away from herself. She is always pointing to God. It's all about God and not about Mary. It comes, therefore, as no surprise to learn that at Lourdes the overwhelming majority of miracles have taken place in the afternoon procession of the Blessed Sacrament. As a titular chaplain of the Lourdes Basilica, I am privileged to wear the insignia of the canons of Lourdes. "But Father, Father," I hear you cry, "we have come here for a day with Mary. Surely it's all got to be about her." Well, I'm sorry, my dear people, to disappoint you, but it isn't. We have not come here today to celebrate a doctrine or a philosophical concept, because that is not what our Holy Mother, the Church, does. We celebrate a person, and through her we celebrate God. Mary, the spotless vessel through whose loving obedience our Lord and Saviour was born, was marked out for a life of perfect love and obedience. She became the first Christian, the first tabernacle, the Ark of the New Covenant, the New Eve, Mother of God and Mother of the Church. In her prayerful response to the angel's message, Mary becomes totally open to God, truly vulnerable and totally reliant upon Him alone. In her openness and her vulnerability, there is the space in which God can be at work. In Adam and Eve, we see how sin can separate us from God. In Mary, we see how God begins to put that right. From the first moment of her conception, she lives the life of the baptized, filled with sanctifying grace, united with God because of what her Son will do. She is the model of what humanity can be. She gives us hope as Christians and points, as always, to her divine Son. Mary trusts in God. She says yes and is filled with love, a gift which must be shared. She offers the Church the perfect example of how to live the Christian life in joyful hope and obedience. At the marriage feast of Cana, she says to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." She stands at the foot of the cross and watches her son die to reconcile God and humanity. But in her joy and her sorrow, she is truly free to love and to serve God. She is freed to show us as Christians how to live our lives loving and serving God and one another, and to show us the wonderful work of her Son, who frees all humanity, who saves them and loves them. So, as we spend this day in the company of our Blessed Lady, let us, as St. Francis de Sales urges us, run to Mary, and as her little children, cast ourselves into her arms with perfect confidence, knowing that through her prayers she will lead us to the fount of our salvation. On the day of my ordination to the priesthood, one of the old priests in the community took me to the altar of Our Lady and said, "Entrust yourself and your priesthood to her, and you won't go far wrong." Well, nearly 15 years later, I'm still here. I won't say it's always been easy, but thankfully, through the prayers of Our Lady, somehow I've managed to keep going. And so today, as we gather here in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, in the company of our Blessed Mother, I commend you all to the protection of her in whom sin never formed, never diverted, Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception. After all, if the prayers of Our Lady can help a miserable priest like me, how much more will they help you who are her devoted children? O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.